Phil Rogers, MLB.com. We love having Phil on. Phil, the Giants are in Chicago next weekend to take on the White Sox. Haven't seen the White Sox for a while. What should we expect next weekend?
Well, you'll see a lot of guys you haven't seen before. They are, they have some of their top prospects up. Yoan Moncada, probably the most significant guy from their position players. They also have this kid. He's on the DL right now. I'm not sure if he'll be back, but I think he's worth a look. Nicky Delmonico.
Huh.
Kind of one of these guys that comes from nowhere, has a great name, and he can flat out hit. Not sure if he has a position, but he can really hit, and he's just one of those fun guys to watch. And then from the pitching front, they're starting to get their starting pitching prospects up. I think they do have this wave of pitching prospects that will probably form a really young rotation next year. Lucas Giolito has looked very good in short doses so far. Also, Reynaldo Lopez. Their most exciting pitching prospect, though, won't be there yet. Michael Kopech, he of the 105-mile-an-hour fastball. But it's a team in transition. Ricky Renteria has done a really good job to keep them playing well. Right now, they would have the third overall pick in next year's draft. But, I think it could come down to be kind of, I don't know if you call it a pillow fight or a race, but between them, the Giants, and the Phillies to see who winds up with that first overall pick. But they are playing hard, and they're a lot of young guys getting after it.
All right, very good. All right, that's what we'll see next weekend when the Giants are at the old Comiskey, as we like to say, or the new, I don't know what they are. What do they call that thing these days?
Cellular One?
Well, I'm actually, for the first time since I've been in Chicago, I'm to the point of being where a longtime Chicagoans are. I'm calling it White Sox Park, but
good.
Its technical name is Guaranteed Rate Field.
You got to be kidding me.
Name change from U.S. Cellular last year. So you'll be doing games from the rate.
All right, the rate. All right. I know Ted Robinson always had trouble with that cellular.
Yes. Yeah,
so I guess Ted is very happy for Guaranteed Rate Park. All right, very good.
Woo.
Hey, I just came across a story about the Cubs, and every time you look at Joe Maddon, he's trying something different, if it's a shift or whatever, showing up at the ballpark late. Dylan Maples, this is the latest one, a kid coming up, 25 years old. He jumped every classification this year. Do you know anything about him?
Yeah, I mean, he's been around a long time. He was actually one like Javier Baez. He was a guy that they inherited, the Theo Epstein regime inherited from the Jim Hendry regime. He was signed. He had a college scholarship. He was actually a punter at North Carolina or North Carolina State, I believe. And he was they paid him heavily to play baseball. I think he got a bonus of about $2 million in the 2011 draft when the Cubs it was the only year the Cubs ever ignored those slots to spend really heavy in the draft. And if they don't do that, Marty, they don't get Theo Epstein to come here, I don't think. Theo has told me that was very significant, that they saw the way that the Cubs were operating with Tom Ricketts as an owner and said, hey, this is different than it was before. Maybe they got a chance. And Maples was a big buzz guy then, but he's been very slow to advance. But right now, he's a guy that will get a look in September to potentially make the postseason roster. He is a wicked wipeout slider and a 93, 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and he's been commanding pitches this year. So he hasn't gotten in a game yet, but it will be he'll be watched very closely when he does.
You know, this is why we love baseball.
Yeah.
You know, it's the kid from Tompkinsville. You know, it's the natural. You know, where did he come from?
Bob Feller, right?
You know, and he jumps every classification. And Phil says, "Boy, the wipeout slider in '94." And here we love that's the story of baseball. Why we love it. You told that very well, Phil. Meanwhile, the Cubs are starting to put it together. And if they don't score 17 runs, it's an off day.
Well, they have had the highest scoring lineup, and it's not one lineup, obviously. It's a ton of moving parts, but they've been the highest scoring team in the second half of the year after definitely a disappointing first half. They lead the National League in home runs and the major leagues in on-base percentage. I don't know. I think Anthony Rizzo is their MVP candidate. Chris Bryant had kind of a slow first half, but they really haven't had the huge individual performances. It's been the sum of a lot of parts. And, Kyle Schwarber will have a two-home run game, as he did 2 days ago. And then he hasn't been in the lineup the last 2 days because they've been facing lefties. And, Joe is just a huge believer in platoon advantages, which plays obviously into Theo Epstein's front office analysis. And, their lineup of day-to-day, for their fans, there's some buzz in the morning to see what the lineup is going to be that next day. And then there's grumbling if their guys aren't in it. But, really outside of, I would say, Bryant, Rizzo, Jason Hayward, Javier Baez, now that Addison Russell is on the disabled list, those are really about the only basic food groups that are there every day.
Yeah, and Phil Rogers, MLB.com, joins Marty Pat from the Public House and Javier Baez in today's lineup against the Braves. Chicago looking to sweep Atlanta. And I saw something this week that I hadn't seen in a long time, and that was Baez. Well, I haven't seen anybody steal home in a while, and yet he did it with so much flair, that flair he's known for. I've never seen somebody steal home plate with extensions in the back of their head. You see that, Phil? What's going on with Javier Baez's look?
Well, then the next day he scored from second on a swinging bunt.
Wow.
He does play with a ton of flair. He says that the look is popular in Puerto Rico with young men, so he's letting it ride. And, it's interesting. I think Addison Russell is more Joe Maddon's type of a shortstop. He describes the way he plays as with no chrome. He's like not flashy at all, but he does everything technically right.
Yeah.
Javier Baez,
chrome,
is prone to electrifying plays and the occasional boneheads, but it doesn't slow him down. Russell's going to be out at least the next three weeks. It looks like, with a setback from plantar fasciitis in his foot. And one question, assuming that they continue to trend upward and are in a division series, it'll be really interesting to see if Joe sticks with Javier Baez as his shortstop, because they have been playing very well with him there.
Wow. Well, I love Baez. I love everything he does, the
fun
tags he makes, the fielding plays, the arm, stealing home, and the way he runs the bases.
The moxie.
Nothing stops this guy.
Yeah.
You say,
well,
oh.
One quick factoid, though. The last time I looked, and now it's been a few weeks, but those the fan graphs, defensive run saves, those metrics, Ben Zobrist was actually ahead of Javier Baez this year at second base.
Wow, really?
So Baez hasn't really had as good of a year, and it is the tags, I think. I think he's the same guy. He just maybe hasn't had the opportunities to make those kind of plays this year. That last year, it seemed like he was making every other day.
Well, when you get to October, that's the kind of guy you want. I mean, he may cost you a little bit, but, boy, guys like that can carry you the whole way.
No doubt.
Boy, great to have you, Phil. And you had a good vacation last week. Where'd you go?
Oh, I was on my way to see you guys. I was in Utah, Montana, moments in Wyoming and Idaho. Out enjoying the mountain ranges out there, and it was a great time.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll catch up with you in a few weeks when this Cub thing and the Brewers and Cardinals really solidifies, and we'll get an idea of what the playoffs are going to look like. So thank you, Phil.
Right on, Phil.
All right, thanks, Marty.
All right, very good. Phil Rogers,
yeah.
MLB.com.
Nice.
Break here?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, quick break, and we'll be back with you right after this.